What is your name?
Hubert Miller.
And your home?
At Middlesex.
In what parish?
Manchester.
Can you tell us, Mr. Miller, about the business of growing ginger in Jamaica, right from the start, you know, the start of the process, right up through?
Yes, I can.
Go ahead.
Well, we start first to prepare the ground by cutting bushes, either in day labor or in task work. Then we go ahead by plowing by the square chain. Then we go and we refine after it is being plowed. Afterwards, we trench it through. At that stage, it is ready for planting. Then we go planting again. We have to plant it very proportionate. About 15 by 15, 15 feet inches wide by 15 inches wide. The drills and the steps between each ginger, 15 by 15. After that, we got to weed 3 times before the crop is being matured. Then the reaping time, we got to reap either by the hundred or by the day labor. Then for the peeling, we pay women to peel by the hundred. Then we got to get mats and make scaffolding for the gingers to go on. And when we have very bright sun, it takes us around 7-8 days for that keep of ginger to dry. If the sun is bad, well, we had around 9-10 days. And therefore, the woman that peeling, we got to be very careful in peeling. We got to buy little small knives and also give the perfect attention. For the least rain, it's spoiled. And when the sun is really bad, we got to use our own means by putting fire stove onto it so as to get the ginger to come out well. Well, I think that is the way in which we look after ginger in these parts.
Well, now, could I ask you some questions about it then?
Yes, sir.
In the first place, why is this part of Jamaica especially good for ginger? Does it depend on the soil?
The soil, sir.
Or the rainfall or anything
no,
like that?
No, the soil.
The soil. What is the best kind of soil for ginger?
Loam, clay, and sand.
Mm-hmm. That is any one of those three or a mixture?
Any one of those three, sir.
I see. But now, you said something about plowing the land. What kind of tool do you use for that?
Just an ordinary hand, a fork, what we call a dumb fork.
I see.
And plow it by the square chain.
You plow it by the square chain. That
yes.
means to say you work on a square chain until you've got all of that plowed.
Yes, sir.
And then you move on to the next square
next
chain.
Next square chain.
You also said something about trenching it. What
yes.
kind of trenches are those?
Well, we put trench 15 by 15, deep and wide, 15 inches. And we've got to put them at very regular steps, space too, especially when the land is clay. For the least water, it gets it will boil up and you get no crop.
Well, now, by those trenches, the purpose of the trench is what? Is it to irrigate?
Irrigator.
I see. You.
No, not irrigate. It's to drain the land.
To drain
the
land.
To drain the land.
I see.
It doesn't agree well with water. If you plant it and water start to settle in, it will boil up and the crop is finished.
It'll boil up, that means what? You mean that the ginger plants?
Everything's a boil up and die, just ripe, and when you hold it, it's just soft.
I
finish.
Mm-hmm.
Boil up is the next thing to rotten.
Mm-hmm. Well, then you make your trenches then.
Yes, sir.
Is the land better to be, is it better for the land to be flat land or sloping land?
Well, the flat is very good, sir. But the slope is all right, but it's flat, you get better result. For the washings off the top come to the flat and make the thing more, the land more richer.
I see. Would the washings from on the slope harm the land? Will it wash them away?
Yes, sir, it do. Without contouring, it's no good.
Do you do contouring?
We do contouring.
I see. Is that something very recent?
Around 7-8 years now since we start contouring with stones or grass. You see, we plant napier grass, make a hedging, and sometimes we use stone for a little wall.
Mm-hmm.
And when we cut the ground, the bushes that we take out, we don't burn it. We take it and make rows. That's contouring.
I see. The rows go around horizontally on the hill.
Yes, sir. And we use bamboo or wood to make it too, and we don't have grass or anything. We use wood and make a little 18 inches high right around each hill, mm-hmm. so as to keep up the soil.
Now, those are the things that would be 15 feet apart, you say. They're like the trenches?
No, sir. The trenches will be 15 inches deep.
15 inches deep?
Deep. 15 inches wide and 15 inches deep. 18 inches wide, 18 inches deep, so that the water must be below the ginger.
I see.
It must be in a level in the soil with the ginger. The drainage must lower.
And those then are connected, those two trenches, are they connected to carry the water off to lower places?
Yes, to lower places.
I see.
Like the center, you put a center one leading right away.
Mm-hmm.
Then along the in the middle now, you put ordinary gutters, not quite level, but not washing away.
I see.
So it takes off that water timely to the center one and takes it away.
If you dig your trenches once in a season, is that enough, or do you have to keep cleaning them out?
All the time. Whenever time we get a shower, big shower of rain, sometimes we clean it 3 times for the year.
Mm-hmm. Well, now your trench then is dug, and you said that you put the ginger in drills.
Yes, drills.
What do they look like?
It look like Irish potato drills, but not as deep and not as wide.
How deep?
Just around 5 inches, sir.
And how far apart are these?
15 inches.
15 inches apart. Then you put the ginger in. In what state is it in?
Around 15 inches apart too.
Also, mm-hmm. The little pieces of ginger are beginning to bud, I suppose.
Yes, the little pieces of ginger. They will just start to make eyes.
Uh-huh. And you put those in by hand. Can you drop them, or do you do any of this by machine?
No, sir. By hand. Everything by hand.
Mm-hmm.
Had lots of women and boys to drop it while the bigger people cutting the drills.
I see.
Then we fertilize it same time.
What do they cut the drill with? What tool do they use? A hoe.
Hoe.
Mm-hmm. Then I suppose somebody has to come along behind there and cover up the plants.
No, so we cut and cover same time. We start at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And we make a drill, mm-hmm. fertilize it, drop the ginger. We cut another one, cover this. The space where we cut and cover this is an next drill.
I see. The dirt from the drill above covers the drill.
Covers
below.
The one below, and you cut and cover. We don't leave it like Irish potato.
Mm-hmm.
Cut and cover same time.
Then your plants are all covered, and how long does it take for them to begin to show above the ground?
Around 3 weeks, sir.
And you have to keep weeding them then?
Oh, yes, sir. 3 times for the time it planted. Mm-hmm. 3 times.
How long does it take for the whole business from the time you put your ginger plant in until you're ready to reap?
It's around 8 months, huh?
Around 8 months.
We plant at May, April and May,
mm-hmm.
and we can reap in December.
Yes.
But it wouldn't be properly matured, but January and February to properly matured.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about 8-9 months.
So your green ginger is in just in time to make Christmas drinks.
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes.
Well, now, you dig the ginger out, I suppose. You
yes,
have to
sir.
Dig it out.
With fork. Same dumb fork.
Mm-hmm. What about the plant itself? Has the plant dried before you start digging, or is it still in a green state?
Green state, sir. And we use it back all the same. We peel it, too. It's still good.
The plant?
The piece that we plant for ginger, it's still good.
Mm-hmm. And then I suppose you have to take some off and keep them at that time for the next crop.
Yes, so we take a certain portion of the ginger, the best one too, the best bearing ginger, and we break up those again in bits to plant back.
Yes.
But if you plant the inferior one, the crop will be weak.
Yes.
You couldn't get the good quality. So mm-hmm. you got to plant the best ginger that you dig.
Yes.
And break it up in bits for plants.
Well, then, now you get your ginger out of the ground. Is that what you call green ginger?
Yes, a green ginger.
And what do you do with it next? You said you spread it out on mats. Well, those mats are made of what?
Fern. Call them fearing bone.
Fearing bone.
Fearing bones.
Well, now, why are those mats preferred? Why couldn't you make mats out of bamboo or something else?
Well, we never use it, sir. In all our life of living here, we use the fearing bones. which I think it is better. The bamboo is, has to be split up. And I think it is dangerous to cut people and everything, so we use a fearing bond. We just use it for that purpose.
Yes. And your mats then, what's the advantage of using mats? Why not simply spread them out on pieces of wood? I've seen chocolate, for example, on a wooden tray.
Oh, yes, sir, that can be done. But the reason why, the property that I worked on, some morning we put out 90 mats of ginger. And to find board to make these trays is expensive, more expensive. And when we have 200-300 mats of ginger for the week, to find space to pack these trays, we can pack 50 mats on top of each other, and it's not more than about 12 feet high.
Yes.
But for the trays, the particular part of it is this. One man cannot handle a tray.
I see, but one man can handle a mat.
One man can take up three mats at a time, but man cannot handle a tree. You want two.
Yes.
The woman peeling ginger can take up a mat. Well, the tray, it has to harness yourself in it, and two people carries it. So we never worry with the trays, unless when it is at a ginger depot, when they are sunning to bag up the ship abroad, they use the tray at the depot.
Is there any advantage in having the spaces between the bones in the mat?
No, sir. As close as you can. Close as you can tie them together. With bark. Bark come from maho or trumpet trees.
The bark that you tie the...
Tie the mats, yes.
And now, you spread your mats out on, did you say, on trestles?
Yes, sir.
And they stand out there in the sun and get dry.
Yes, sir.
Do you have to keep turning them?
You have to turn them sometimes 2 times per day.
I see.
And in the evening you take them up and fold them up warm, and in the morning again, and morning and evening until that ginger is properly dried.
You said that takes 7 or 8 days.
7 or 8 days with good sun, a perfectly good sun, we take 7 or 8 days.
What about rain?
Oh,
what
rain.
What does that do to the ginger?
It spoils, sir. Once it's wet, it spoils.
Nothing to be done with it after
you
that.
Had a little trouble, you may get a little out of it, but it is not, you can't turn out any good quality.
Well, then I suppose you must have some pretty exciting times if you
very
have
much
a lot
so,
of ginger out there and heavy rain comes up.
Very much so, sir.
Trying to get it indoors quickly.
Quickly, sir. Sometimes you've got to use 50, 60 laborers to go pitch them in quick time. They're not to wet at all. If it wets, it mildew. And it puff. It pretends as if it is dry, but the inside is green and the outside is dry. Takes cold. And you got to use fire stove, coal stove to draw it, which is very expensive. For you got to buy coal at 4 shillings per bag to draw it down, which is very expensive. In these days, unless from the last 2 weeks, we are in great trouble with it. We're having rain for the last 2 weeks now every day. So we only get sometimes half a day sun. Sometimes no sun for 2 or 3 days. So we have to go right after the fire, coal stove.
Well now, the women who peel the ginger, they have to peel it by hand.
Yes, sir.
The ginger is in rather small bits and little pieces tight close against each other. It must be quite difficult to...
Oh, yes, it has to break up some of them, and some of them have to go between the toes and everything so as to turn out the good qualities. Like the number one ginger that they are calling for sometimes, you have to peel it as big as it dig out of the ground so as to get number one out of it. And you have number two, second grade, and the number three is the small, tiny bits.
But that the grades then go more by the size of the piece.
Yes, sir.
Why is that? Don't they grind the ginger up?
Yes, sir. Perhaps at firing, I don't know. But the grade here go by the quality. The grade, number one, number two, and number three, the ginger has to be bold, not to shrink at all. It mustn't have any swivel on it. It must be round and plumb. That's number one. Don't care how small it is. While it is plumb, it is number one. And don't care how big and long the piece may be, why it is dry down and shrink, it's number two or number three. So that is for shipping purpose, of which I don't have much experience of.
I see.
But that's the company that buys it abroad. Some company asks number one, some want number two, some want number three.
Well, now the little pieces that are pared off the peelings.
Yes.
You say that they can be used.
Yes, sir.
You have to wash those?
Yes, sir. Wash them. Get people and wash them along with the skin that will peel off the ginger. And you get a mallet and beat it up and mix it back with the skin and we dry that. Well, it sells. Some company or other abroad buy it.
Mm-hmm. Well, now your ginger is all ready then, dry and everything else. How do you pack it?
Well, in crocus bags. The dry ones is being stored away in crocus bag.
And then they're brought into some kind of warehouse or storehouse?
Yes, sir. The big depot is here in Christiana, big depot that has thousands of bags packing it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when it comes to the depot, we throw it in heaps. Then they select from the heaps in number one, in number two, and in number three, and bag whatever the order come from abroad for.
Yes. But do you have any... That is all in the hands of warehouse people, the wholesalers, I suppose.
Yes,
the merchants.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Do you have any sort of organization to try to control the prices or to keep prices stable the way the banana growers have?
No, sir. We have none.
You have none?
None at all,
sir. I hear you're having trouble with falling prices.
Falling prices, sir. Very much trouble. Very much also with the trouble. It is bad.
Well, it would be, perhaps it would be a good thing for you if you could get some sort of organization the way the sugar people have, Sugar Manufacturers Association.
Yes, I think that would be the best thing for us, Ginger Growers Association.
Yes.
All of us join it called the Producers Association. We join to the Standard or the United. I think it would be the wisest plan to have a Ginger Growers Association.
It would help the individual growers not to work against each other's interests.
That's right, sir.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, can you think of any other matters about ginger that I haven't asked? Tell me the names of the different kinds of ginger.
Well, we have two kinds of ginger. One is blue ginger, and one is tambric ginger, which is a yellow one,
mm-hmm.
and one is a blue one. Well, we just have blue and tambric.
Yes.
Tambric, in other words, called yellow ginger and blue ginger. Just the two sorts.
Is there any difference in the quality from those two sorts?
No, sir. Just the same.
Has the agriculture department been doing any work in trying to get better strains of ginger, better producing ginger, or better flavored ginger, and so on?
Yes, sir. The Agricultural Society is trying with fertilizer so as to produce more, get better bearing by fertilizing. They are using different varieties of fertilizer.
I see. And then they pass on their knowledge to you.
Yes, sir. They had experimenting plots and they use different varieties of fertilizer. Then they pass on that what they think is the best to the property owners, and then we tried it.
Well, now, are the small producers able to buy the fertilizer?
No, sir.
That's a difficulty.
Very difficult. The small people don't buy any. They don't have any. They don't use it. They can't buy it.
Well, that's too bad, because it means they would get a bigger yield. They might be able to get a better yield.
I venture to say, sir.
Well, thank you very much. I'll turn this off now. What is your name?
Irene Graham.
And your home?
Broke down, cut down on me.
I mean, where do you live?
At Rentland.
Rentland, is that in Manchester?
Yes.
I see. Well, now, I hear that your house came down on you during the hurricane.
Yes.
Can you tell me about it? What happened?
It break down, sir. Break down on me. Well, of a truth, will me get 6 sheet of zinc. The gentleman come there, Mr. Shelito, and he give me 6 sheet of zinc and nail, but the zinc don't have no use.
You mean that was to repair the house?
Yeah, no, sir, to make it.
To make it in the first place?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So it don't have no use. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Well, now, the house was made with a wood frame?
Yes.
And then you were inside?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it break right down for me, cut. And I was on the bed, and it cut right down on me.
And it must have hurt you?
You have to say hurt me because in a lot before last I have to go to the doctor. And doctor said, well, if I didn't take it in hand, I would have a bad cold because through the rain with me, the whole of me wasn't have no clothes after all and all, my head and everything empty, and the rain come down on me. So me take up a bad cold and I had to run through the, after when I pop, I have to run up at a man house, and when I go there, the man house was on the ground, and I sit in the kitchen, water running the whole night. I have to sit down in the water from the night till the day.
And you, what about your children?
I only have one, sir. The children, him did wait too. Because the morning, him sick. And I have to boil up little something and give him the night.
You said the wind must have been very, very strong.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How did it sound when you were inside and the wind was blowing?
The night when me into the house. So it was hardness, you know, sir. So me come out and I buy one breadfruit and I cook it and go to me dinner. And after when we going in at the house, the breeze blowing, and I take something and stuff the window, and if the breeze lift up the window, and I wouldn't lay down on the bed, I sit up, and in a night now I feel like I want to sleep, and I lay down, and the time I could have lay down, so about I just hear the little picnic was lying outside a door, saying don't know where he is, and when I jump up the whole house. The tap cut down with me.
Well, the child outside, did the wind blow him out?
Yes.
And then you went to another house to try to get some...
Yes, so when we run out, we pop out and pop until we run, go to our next house. When we go near the house, tumble down too. We have to stay in our own kitchen where the water running.
Mm-hmm. And now, what have you had to do to rebuild your house, to build your house back?
Yes, I mean, take grass. I have to get some grass. And big man helped me to make it. Mm-hmm. So we live into a grass place.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Did your cultivation suffer from the hurricane?
Yes, sir. Mash up.
What kinds of plants?
Yam, ginger.
Everything mashed up?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And now, what have you had to do since then? I mean, to get some food?
Well, up to the time, we did plant a little piece, but I'm side my yard. Well, it didn't get so much, because there it is, the time the breeze to take it, that time he was just going on the stick. So he didn't, it don't meet no hurricane, but the greater portion, it meet the hurricane, all the ginger and everything. So I don't get anything out of it, because I only broke up the little and to make plant.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
And now the ginger price has gone down now.
Yes,
anyway.
Sir, 9 pence, and me that I'm getting chilly now. Me don't know if it is true because I don't have none to sell.
Well, you have to sell chickens and things, fowls.
You have to sell. Me got fowls to sell, yes, sir.
And yam.
No, sir, no yam. The little yam me have, he helped me all the same. No much.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much for telling. Now. What is your name?
Donald Allen.
And where do you live?
Christiana.
What town?
Christiana.
I mean, excuse me, Christiana. What parish?
Manchester.
And is that your home?
Sure.
Always has been.
Yeah.
Will you tell me about head sugar? I understand you know about it.
Yes.
All right.
Well, from the cane we get the juice through the mill. After getting the juice, we get it onto the fire and boil it for so many 4 hours it's on the fire, and then from the fire we take it off into a cooling pot, which lasts at least practically a next hour before it being dropped into a pan. Then from the pan it keep until the next hour and a half. We take it from there and then to the market. That's all.
Well, I certainly don't understand all of those things. I'd ask you first about the mill.
Yes.
What kind of mill is it? How big is it?
Well, it's about, it's a 22 size. We have them in three sizes.
Mm-hmm.
11, 22, and 44.
Which means what? Inches wide or something like that? So many inches wide,
yes.
Or what?
No, not inches. Yeah, we got it in diameter.
I see.
It's about that size, you know.
It's the diameter of the roller, then?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. And then how many rollers in the mill?
Three.
And what kind of power does the mill use?
This horse drill.
That is, you have some sort of pole or reach sticking
out?
Yes. Can you explain how it works, then?
Yes. It's quite easy. The horse go around and around, around drawing that pole that's stretched out.
I see.
And someone standing at the mill feeding.
Mm-hmm. Feeding the canes in.
Yes. Then the juice run from that into a barrel.
That's underneath?
Yes.
And then it's in the barrel that you let it stand and get cool?
No.
Say? No. Then what?
It is taken from that barrel then to the boiler.
And you boil it in what kind of a container?
A TH, which is about 4 feet wide, holds 20 gallons.
Is it, what kind of metal is it made of?
Well, it's cast iron, not real steel.
It's cast iron?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They, in the old days, I understand they called those coppers.
Yes.
And I suppose they were made of copper then.
Yes.
And now, it's in that you boil it until, how do you know when to stop boiling it?
Well, it comes down to a process which you would call it bead. Then it give you a bead which shows that it have some thread in it, show when the sugar is done.
That is, you take up some of the syrup,
yes,
and pour it?
Yes, just hold up like that.
And pour it?
Yes.
And then if it makes a...
thread.
A thread, then you're ready.
Yes.
I see. Then it's, you allow it to cool in that?
Yes.
And then from there you've said you put it into a pan?
Yes.
What's the purpose of that?
Pan? To get it together. That we can be able to sell it at the market.
Oh, I see.
To get it in heads.
You don't mean one great big pan?
No.
For the whole thing. You
no.
Put it into separate
several pans. Dozens of pans.
I see. And those are the heads then?
Yes.
When they dry out?
Yes.
There must be some molasses in that when you pour it in.
In that pan?
In those pans, yes.
No.
No, there's no molasses left?
No, left.
But then it just solidifies as it gets cool?
Yes.
You don't have to drain anything out
no.
of it anymore?
No.
I see. What color is that sugar when it's done?
Brown.
Brown. Is it the same as the kind of sugar that I've seen sold in big kerosene tins?
No. It's much harder than that.
Much harder. Well, that's because you've boiled it longer?
No.
What makes the difference then?
It depends on what kind of sugar you want.
Mm-hmm.
If you want hard sugar, you throw it into small tins. If you want soft, you throw it in large tins.
Oh, I see. Do you have to put in any sort of thing to make the sugar crystallize?
No.
What, for example, I know that in the sugar mills they use lime to make it crystallize.
Well, I don't.
You don't need to?
No.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've heard about another kind of sugar that's called coulee-foot sugar. What is that? Coulee-foot sugar. You know it? They told me about that around Savlamar.
That must be the thin one, I don't know.
You don't know. They don't use that term around here. And then the head sugar, I suppose you take it out of the tins when you're ready to sell it.
Yes.
And you just sell them in the market. What,
yes.
What do they weigh?
Pound and a half.
Mm-hmm. All the same size.
Yes, generally.
How do people use it? Do they have to grate it first?
No. Scrape.
Scrape it. They break it up?
Yes. Not exactly. They just hold ahead and scrape it up from that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Do they...
And use it whatever they want for.
I see. For cooking? For drinks? Or how?
Yes. Drinks? Not cooking.
Mm-hmm. Well, mostly
coffee.
It's used for coffee then.
Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Lemonade.
I see.
Tea.
Mm-hmm. Well, now I can't think of any more questions. That's one of the things that Christiana is... well known for them.
Yes, sure.
I wish I could buy some. Thank you. What is your name?
Essie Rose.
And where do you work?
Agricultural Society's office, Christiana.
In the parish of Manchester?
Yes.
Is that your home?
No, I live in Spallings.
Well, that's close by, isn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about the recovery scheme that's being used for people who suffered in the hurricane?
Well, I know very little about this, just that in certain areas, the farmers form a branch, and under that, those who suffer, they send in a list here so as to procure loans and grants to help to fix up the place. Well, these lists have been sent into Kingston, but we haven't heard yet as to when these things will come off or what will ever come out of it. So I suppose very soon that the people will get some money to fix up the place.
But now, they suffered mostly from loss of crops, I suppose.
And the houses and certain things like that, you know. Someone's helped to build back a tank, or as the water supply is very poor, and so forth.
I suppose some of them need the money to put in a crop for next year.
Well, yes. Some need to run a wire fence around the place and to fix up real strong and again as before.
Mm-hmm. Is any of that covered by insurance, the losses that they suffered?
Well, you mean the farmers here?
Yes.
Well, I really don't know. I don't think so.
I suppose many of them simply can't afford insurance.
No.
So when the hurricane strikes, it's pretty desperate.
Yes. Some of them suffered very terribly.
Unless the government can help them, they
won't go very far themselves.
What about the effect of the drop in ginger prices this year?
Oh, that is terrible. Last year's own, you see.
Last year they had a high price.
Yes. But I suppose that was only a fake price, as ginger was of great demand last year, mm-hmm. you see.
And but now, are they going to be able to get enough to cover the cost of the crop?
I hardly think so.
Well, it sounds as though that will discourage the growing of ginger.
Yes, it is. Some people have lost terribly.
Who controls the price on that?
Well, I really don't know. I suppose it's the merchants.
The world market to some extent.
Yes.
Is the agriculture department able to help them in any way?
I wouldn't be able to say. I really don't know.
Don't know.
There are ginger groups formed in the agricultural society, but I really don't know. I would be able to tell you what help they get from it. Because I'm not directly concerned with that.
The formation of the groups
yes.
is mostly for the planters to protect themselves,
yes,
I suppose.
Yes.
That sounds like a good scheme. Have you had any direct experience with the growing of ginger?
A little.
You've yes. seen it grown, of course.
Yes, I've seen it planted, mm-hmm. reaped, mm-hmm. peeled. I've peeled it myself.
You have?
Yes.
It looks like a very skilled job.
Yes, it is.
Is it very tedious?
Well, I wouldn't say so.
How do people amuse themselves or entertain themselves while they're peeling ginger?
Well, some are very quiet, some they chat, some sing, and just like that. They have stories to tell, jokes to give, all different things.
You have a large group working together?
Peelers?
Yes.
Well, it all depends on the amount of ginger you have and how much peelers you can afford to have.
I see. But if you have enough people together, you can have a good sing while
yes,
you do it.
Yes, yes. And at certain times, they have a certain night when they plan a whole lot of people to come over and give them a good lot of peeling that night, you see. And they get through quite a lot.
I see. That's a sort of a community activity?
Yes.
What do you call that kind of activity?
I don't remember what they call it now.
A special name for that night?
Yes. Peeling match. They call it a peeling match.
A peeling match.